Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. We're going to just pray a little bit in 1 minute. Because the subject we're about to discuss, people fill up stadiums and all of a sudden everything got shut down. We have watched people, we could not explain the reason why they were going down until by the time the light went out, they traced it back to the source. This is the reason why many eagles cannot fly and lions cannot roar. I battled for almost 3 hours in the night because I planned that Millennium Apostle is done, just close and go home. We have been doing a long one. My voice said I can pray for tomorrow. But the Holy Spirit kept putting in my heart that this has to be addressed. And I know the reason. The reason is because somebody is coming out permanently. The reason is because somebody... The devil has vowed that this is where I will stop you. But God said to announce to you, your light has come. I say your light has come in the name of Jesus. In 30 seconds, can you say, Lord, speak to my heart? For some of us, God will speak to you. For some of us, you have been trying to give people solution in this area, but you have not gotten the right words. God is going to show you how to help people. God taught me practically how to help people out of masturbation many years ago. I didn't understand how to help people out, but God taught me. I want you to pray and say, God, help me. Let light come. The light that will set people free, the light that will brighten the path of many others as we hear these things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we please sit up in heavenly places? And those of us who probably say, oh, I'm not a minister, I'm not a pastor. It's not business. It's everybody's business. So I want you to pay attention. I want to celebrate all of God's servants in the house. I can see some of my friends here too, Pastor. God bless you, Pastor Alfred, Pastor Soji. God bless you so much. Yes, I might not know the names of other men of God, but I sincerely honor every man of God from my heart. One of the things that I have learned is to understand the place of honor. And any person who deems it fit to sit down, listen, and pick one thing or the other, learn, I always say to myself that it is a sign of humility. And I know that God, who gives more grace to the humble, will continue to give us more grace in our ministries in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, when it comes to the area of sexual sin and sexual temptations, there are a lot of things that we need to pay attention to, but I will just share a few of them. 3 steps on how to break out. I will share a little about that. After saying some of the things I want to say, I will show you the gravity of sexual temptation, especially for the minister. Charles Spurgeon once said that if a minister finds himself in the midst of sexual temptation, sexual sin, he should leave the pulpit for a minute, for some time. The pulpit is not a place to play around sexual temptation. There must be break for retreat. Or else you will come into the midst of those who have taken it as a normal thing. And as soon as you accept sexual sin as a normal thing, it won't be long, everything will begin to shut down. There will be mental issues where you'll be drained mentally. There will be torment from Satan who will continue to put accusing fingers, except those who are agents of Satan, and maybe they used it to renew their anointing. Those ones are different people. Are we here together? Yes. So, like I said, it's the reason why a lot of people who had great potentials. I met a young man many years ago, and one of my ladies came around and said, Pastor, you need to see this man of God. If you see him, guy, he's like you. I said, this person that looks like me, it's good to see the person. The way he preached, because in the early days, I don't know if I still preach like that. I preached a lot of energy. I don't know if I still preach like that. No, I could actually preach and jump around. If you give me a whole church, I will jump everywhere. But I don't think I preach like that again. I'm very calm now, is that not? A very gentle preacher. Glory to God. So I decided to go with her one of those days. So I sat down and I listened to the man, the young guy. Boy, oh boy. I said, wow. This guy is loaded. I did quote my own scripture, but I will not say whether it is in John chapter 14, verse 18. But I quote a lot of scriptures when I preach. He knows the places, the energy, the skill, the anointing. I saw it that day and I told my girl, you must honor me. That's why I say he preached like you. Maybe you would have said he preached more than yourself. Because I saw what I saw and I was really excited. I was like, wow, this is powerful. And as a young guy then, I don't think the guy was up to, maybe he should be around 19, 21, thereabouts. Because I was pretty young then too, and I'm preaching. And I looked at the guy and I said, Kai, man, hey, this one preaching machine, bulldozer. Then some years later, I called, we're discussing, and I asked, ah, what of that guy now? What of that guy, that pastor? She said, ah, pastor. I said, what happened? She said, one girl just entered his life. Before you know it, the girl, they started dragging, they started arguing. She just opened herself up. They now got into sexual sin. The ministry now scattered. I said, where is he now? I said, well, I'm not hearing again. I don't know where he is. Ah. No, it pained me personally. But you know when something pains you personally, because you know that this one would have been one of those people that would have raised a lot of great people. Satan will not... You see, the three things the apostle told the early church, he said, don't eat things that are sacrificed to idols, strangled, and flee sexual sin. Anytime we're talking about sexual sin, people always feel like, yeah, people are carrying this thing too much. It's because people are beginning to settle for it so much that something that is terrible now looks like the norm. Before, it's abnormal. If a lady enters into a man's room in the compound you live, everybody's already watching. Ah, why? It's strange. But now they live together, they bathe. You know, I went to see one guy some time ago, and the guy is planning to marry the lady, and the lady was using his towel, everything. I was now wondering, I was asking myself, ah. I was mentally, I had serious headache. I was just troubled, and I was like, I don't understand the sight, because it was not a sight. But today it is very common. Very common. Sexual sin in ministry can be a very grave consequence. There are many people who came to Christ to find solace and comfort because somebody somewhere outside was sexually abusing them, only to fall into the hand of a minister who also decided to sexually abuse them. And some of those people will not come. They will just tell church and Christ. I met a girl like that when I was on campus. She said, the pastor slept with her mother and slept with her. So when they now told her that there's this pastor on campus, you know, on campus I was a star. I was a star on campus. So anytime you needed to get something, you just go and say, you need to come and see. So people were coming for our meetings a lot. So come and see that pastor. She really liked me. Kai, she was excited. I now told her, get committed in what we're doing. Be part of these things. She said she can't be committed. I said, why? She said, pastor, you don't know where I'm coming from. In other words, I like you, but I don't trust you. That was what she was saying. So we had the conversation, and she told me how that the pastor slept with her mother, slept with her, and she did not know the pastor was sleeping with her mother and sleeping with her. It was later, the mother saw some signs and called her. She was now, she said, don't talk. She now talked. The mother said, Mugbe. Many people will backslide because of that. Many people will not follow God. We need to consider the consequences of our actions. Before any temptation, before Satan begins to push somebody's leg, always think ahead. What will this thing result to? There are churches that have closed down. Imagine God gave us, we received the ministry by the mercy of God. God, what you receive by God's mercy because of character error. I was just looking at, as I was studying in the night, I opened a video and a nice guy, I know that guy criticizes a lot of things, a blogger or something. So he did an Instagram video. He now said, what's common about this man of God? And he started posting, call the name, call the name, call the name. He the thing just, I was pained. It was just called all the men of God that had sexual scandal. So he was asking, what's common about all these men of God? And he posted 1, 2, 3. And I'm seeing that I know these ones are. So even the ones I did not know, I now got to know them. Sexual sin is Satan's trap to destroy the life of children of God. Ministers, yes, because a minister's own is that it will drag many. When a minister is caught, many will be affected. The oil that flows from the head of Aaron has to be pure. The oil that flows from the head of Aaron has to be pure because it will get to the skirt of his garment. There are many congregations that are so polluted, the pastor cannot talk about sexual sin because he knows that he is in the domain of sexual immorality. And many people have bought into that idea because that's what Satan is selling. I told us the other day, I did an illustration, I said, there are two kingdoms. If you are engaging in pornography, you are paying tithes, offerings to somebody somewhere. Why? Because those sites are not for fun. Give offerings to church, they refuse. Give money for building project, they refuse. You're using your data and everything. And every day, Satan's accountants will check the number of people that entered pornographic sites, and they will add you as number 342,409. So you are helping the statistics of hell to increase. You are fighting the kingdom you claim to be part of. Every day they will count the number of people that committed adultery, number of pastors that committed adultery today, number of church people that committed adultery today, and increasing the number of people in the statistics, you are there. The Bible says we should not yield ourselves as instruments of unrighteousness. And each time Satan is doing it, you know that he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to do what? Devour. When Apostle mentioned that, it's very strong. One of the things I was going to say, that sexual sin is not a mistake. It's not something that happens all of a sudden. The Bible says a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of the heart brings forth. He said, these things proceed from the heart. Part of this, he mentioned what? Sexual immorality. In other words, the heart has nursed it. It has been cooked. You have accepted it. You have decided. Just imagine a girl going to visit a guy and she wanted to put correct, solid lip gloss. Then she just remembered something that happened and she cleaned it. Let me know it's lip gloss. Then you wanted to wear a very tight trouser. What's the trouser today? Flary skirt. You see, because you're already calculating what you want. You're already analyzing what you want before you go there. You're already prepared. Your heart has already prepared everything already. After you say, it was Satan. Let me tell you something. I had a meeting with Satan some time ago. And in that meeting, he was telling me that they are beginning to lie on him too much. He said they told him that he's the father of liars. But now, he himself, he has left the thing. He has left the position that some people now, they have taken over from him. Everything should not be pushed to Satan. Self-control, discipline. We know he's the tempter. We know he does a lot of that. We are sure of that. But we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Don't make an excuse for it. Many people have made excuses. And that's the way they fall. It's just a habit. I cannot really do anything. I don't know how to help myself. You have to find a way to help yourself. Are we getting what I'm saying here? And I'm going to show some of it today in Jesus' name. So sexual sin, fornication, adultery, pornography is always from within. Mark chapter 7 verse 21. From within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts. Mark chapter 7 verse 21. From within, out of the heart of men, come proceed evil thoughts. What are you seeing there? The first thing is what? Adulteries. The second one is the twin brother, fornication. Before we now go to where? Mothers. So from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts. What kind of thoughts? The thoughts that give birth to what? Adultery, fornication, mother. So it is from the heart. I wrote a book, I don't know if we still have that book, Overcoming Sexual Temptation. And I think it's something that you need to read, because sexual temptation is no respecter of anybody. Whether you're a bishop, a pope, or apostle, whatever it is, it doesn't respect anybody. I told you the other day that the boy is still running away. I don't know who he's running from. But if Baba is running, who am I not to run? Do you understand what I'm saying now? I finished preaching somewhere some years back, and I finished preaching. I just came back from the pulpit. I just saw a message. I don't know how to go on my phone. I love your lips. I love the way you pray. It was the first time I had to go and check my lips. I feel all love, baby. What exactly do you want? What exactly? You need to ask yourself, what exactly do I want? If you contribute to the downfall of a person, of what use? Of what use? There are many people, in fact, thank God for yesterday. Many of the things I wanted to preach, I was just saying that was exactly what, I didn't preach that session again. God spoke to my heart, said, Satan will not lead the saints, but the saints must stand their ground. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Make up your mind. Don't agree with the popular opinion of what's happening everywhere around town. It is normal. It's not normal to have sexual sin. Do you know the reason why the kingdom of Samuel, what they call him, Eli, was taken from him? You don't know the reason why Eli, everything crashed? Eh? It was the sacred sins of his sons. They had ladies those days that are Nazarenes. Now, a man or a woman can choose to be a Nazarene. A Nazarene means somebody who's decided to stay away from certain things. Maybe they keep their heads to be braided. Then they don't take alcohol. They also stay away from defilements and all that. And they're not even planning to get married. They just want to be consecrated to God. So some of those ladies are chosen to serve in the altar, the inner courts, the outer court of the altar, rather. So there's Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli. You know, God has said to Eli that I have made a covenant that you and your family will always give me priests forever. Then you saw what he said. Far be it from me. One of the sins that can make the plan and the purpose of God over a person's life to be turned upside down, sexual sin. One of the reasons God struggled with many people today, you know, Apostle was saying, somebody said, a question came. The apostle said yesterday that people struggle with God. God failed. I said, you need to understand the context of what he's saying. What he's trying to say is that God did so much to help a person out, but because of their own strong will, God could not prevail. Jacob wrestled with God, is that not? Did God prevail? It was Jacob that prevailed. God said, you have prevailed. In other words, you didn't let me go. You don't win. Whereas there are some other people that wrestle, they would have given up and said, oh God, oh yeah, they go. We will continue our life. So Jacob prevailed. So that's what he's trying to say yesterday, that Jacob stayed. God twisted his, tie bone. And he stood there and said, I will die. You're not going anywhere. He had made up his mind that his life must change. You must make up your mind that Satan will not get you caught in the web of sexual sin. Because the number is increasing and you are fighting, you are assisting and supporting the kingdom of darkness when you're doing that. Because that's the plan now. Many years ago, I had a revelation. And in that revelation, as I was just sleeping, I saw dogs flying. And I saw like everywhere was looking like a nightclub, guys and girls everywhere hiding, you know, doing some funny things. And I saw the dogs biting them. They were not feeling the bites. They were doing what they were doing. They were not, so I'm like, how can a dog bite somebody and they're not going to shout, yeah, mobile? And God said, I woke up and said, God, what exactly is this dream? I must know it. And he said that the kingdom of hell has unleashed massively the spirit of fornication and sexual perversion so much that this thing keeps biting people, but they are not aware that it's from the kingdom of hell. They think it is just a habit, a flaw that they had, just natural thing. It is hell contending with your destiny. One of the major distractions people will face in life is the battle to win the flesh. And if you cannot win the flesh, you will never be able to rise beyond certain levels. You must make up your mind. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? So you need to understand that. So God said to the boys, he said, these boys will carry the temple girls and they will sleep with temple girls. And these girls could not do anything. Before you know, they would. And God said, Eli, what is in the law of Moses to do to your sons? Do it. You know what the law, do what you're supposed to do. He was just, and he said, far be it from me. Far be it from me. I can't tolerate this nonsense. In other words, God is saying, doing this, you are dishonoring me. Don't forget that sexual sin dishonors your body. It dishonors God. Now, when a member commits sexual sin, you dishonor your body. When a pastor commits sexual sin, you dishonor the body. Do you understand the difference? A member is doing something, he dishonors his own body. But when it is the minister, in other words, the person we give the responsibility to teach, to train, and to equip, now takes it on himself
to lure, to seduce, and to mess up. It is the apple of God's eye. You are putting your hand inside the eye of God like this and say, Jesus, move on, Joel. I want you to understand the gravity of these things, especially for a minister. Your music minister, your word-based minister, you're doing one thing or the other in the body of Christ. I've said that ministry is service, so maybe you should start seeing it in the broader light. Are we here together? So for a minister, it's not just sin against your body. It is a sin against God's heritage, God's people. You touch the apple of God's eye because instead of building up the body, you are tearing down the body. Instead of building up the body, you are tearing down the body. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 25. Let me clear up that and I will get further. It says, if a man sins against a man, God will meditate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him? If a man sins against another, God will judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him? He said, nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father because the Lord had desired to kill them. The Lord desired to kill them. In other words, God had passed judgment already. So that everything their father kept saying, their heart set with hot iron. How many times have we heard people who come out of offices and they realize that they were messed up by those that they trusted a whole lot? Cell leaders, not just pastors and sinners, cell leaders, heads of departments, you are trusted. People will come to you. As soon as responsibility is given to you, they believe that you are the next pastor they can see. They listen. A young girl came crying after a meeting I went for, and she was just crying. I said, come, calm down. The way you're crying is serious. She said, no, she knows what she's been through. That she almost committed suicide last week. I said, why? Because somebody she trusted, introduced her to, which a minister, started leading her into pornography she had never done. She said, as on her own, she had never done. But the guy started showing her pictures. He was like, ah. That she initially said, no. Let the guy say, forget it. What's wrong with you? That you just use these things to relax. And she kept on telling me that she will not mention the name. Like, mention if I check, I will not. I say, ah, don't mention the name. Because me too, I don't want to have. You know, there are some things they mention. You too, you now carry somebody's problem on your head. So I need mental sanity. Some things I don't just need to listen to them. I just move. And that's another thing. Some of us, when they want to show you something, say, ah, come on, see this lady. Very naked. You say, ah, let me see, let me see, let me see. My wife knows if they say, I say, no, I don't need to say it. Why? I know that the mind of human beings is a factory. At night, your mind begins to replay everything. It's like a movie. It starts playing everything again. Start playing everything again. And all those things you saw in the day, they will judge you at night. Who are those you are following? You say, ah, it's just the dancer. And the lady is dancing. Every time she's like this. You are watching. You know what you want. Tell your neighbor, are you sure you don't want the thing you are pushing for? So a priest is a holy person set apart unto God. They are not their own. Priests are not. As soon as you become a minister, you are not your own. Especially in the fivefold. The Bible says he gave to the body. So God, you are God's gift. You are not your own. You are God's gift to the body to build it up. So you have a responsibility to watch over those that God has put in your custody. You have a responsibility to ensure that they are safe. Why should somebody say their daughter many years ago, I can't say God help my life. Oh. Many people will just carry their children. I say, Pastor, this is my daughter. Are you looking at the daughter like this? Looking like watermelon, you know? And the mother is saying, help me take care of her. I don't understand what you mean when you say, help me take care of her. Say, help me take care of her, please. Oh, Pastor, I'll be asking after her from you. Now, what the parent is saying is that, I believe in you. I believe you can help me, not so. But some people hear that kind of thing. Help me take care of her. I say, don't worry, ma. We'll take care of her. And they started taking care of her. May God help us in Jesus' name. Sexual immorality is a dangerous place for a minister. Eli lost his throne because he could not control his passion. Never say because a man of God fell. You know, people always say things like that. If men of God can fall, who am I? It's a lie. Stand before God by yourself. If you have to look at the other person that is falling or whatever it is, the person fell, and you say because of that you are not strong, that means you are saying that God who says that is able to keep you from falling is not able to. Why we are picturing so much on that of the man of God is because to whom much is given, much is expected. Do we understand what I'm saying? Yes. Some people always have things when say sexual sin. Anytime you talk about sexual purity or sexual things, some people just feel like, I don't want to hear. The question is, why do you not want to hear it when you are there? When it'll come out. in Paul's letter to Timothy, there are some of the things he said. And Timothy happens to be a pastor, and Paul was mentoring him. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, he said, flee from youthful lust. Paul encouraged Timothy to flee from sexual desires and focus on pursuing certain things. Look at, he said, flee youthful lust and pursue what? Righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call upon the name of God. With what kind of heart? Pure heart. So this thing starts with a pure heart. To him that is pure, all things are pure. Sometimes you see somebody, the way they just stay, you know, guy, ladies passing, and you are just looking, you are counting 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. What are you counting exactly? That means the heart is already defiled. Defiled. You must check yourself. Examine yourself on a consistent basis. As soon as you start turning towards sexual lust, go back and check your prayer altar. Go back and check your commitment to the Word of God. Something is dropping already. When your spiritual temperature drops, Satan will perch on you. Are we getting what I'm saying today? So he said in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 to 3, he said, exercise self-control. Put it for me. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 3 to 3. I'm taking the pastoral epistle because I think it is necessary that we learn. A bishop then must be what? Blameless. Be blameless. Blameless. Somebody say blameless. Then amongst other things, husband of one wife, temperate, sober. In the New Testament, I met a man. In the New Testament, I met a man who told me that, Allah will take me. But you are only mafe. I said, I said, no. Allah will take me. He said, yes. And your mom in here. What's the meaning of your mom? Oh, no wonder. I've not got that. He said, that is his destiny. I want will he continue to suffer me? Unfair, I'll be meta. You know that one would have been testing plenty of waters already. Why would choose? Temperate. Temperate. This word, mark this word. Temperate. Then sober-minded. Don't be in a hurry. Sober-minded. Sober-minded. Be sober-minded. Be sober-minded. Then look at the next word there. Good behavior. Good behavior. Good behavior. There's a way not to touch a lady. There's a way not to touch a guy. And you ladies that always touch guys on their chest, stop it too. If they touch your chest, you won't like it. Would you like it? So why did you touch a man's chest? And all the guys that are touching your chest, don't be comforted. They're dragging you to somewhere. Are you getting what I'm saying here? They're touching your chest. And you're comfortable. Many years ago, I was chatting with somebody, and while we were chatting, I just saw the person was just there, and the person is not married, and you're chatting with your man of God. And you say, thank you very much. Yes, dear. I say, if you then bought your life again. I say, who's your dear? Immediately, I say, who's your dear? I say, I'm sorry, sir. I say, don't ever in your life call me dear. I'm not your dear. Go and look for the dear that pants after the water boots. I'm not that kind of thing. Immediately, if you don't nip it on the board, it will fly. And by the time you say, dear, something in me will just say, dear. I'll say, thank you, dear. Are you dear? Will you be dear? And Satan will start playing around. I caught it immediately. I saw the language just saying, yes, sir. Sorry, sir. No, sir. I say, yes, sir. That's what we want. May God deliver us in the name of Jesus. As soon as somebody's telling you, why are you calling me sir now? Why you say, relax. Every time you just say, pastor, pastor, pastor. Can't you call me my name? What? May God help us in the name of Jesus. Again, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2, Paul encouraged to avoid sexual immorality. Yes. Let me go straight into some of the things I want to say, especially for ministers. Number one, you must learn, if you want to avoid sexual immorality as a minister, you must understand these things. I will say a few things, and I think we should pay attention to it. Every other person applies to you to a large extent. Create boundaries. Create boundaries. You have an office where you are the only person or two people there, and your personal assistant is a woman. You will be assisted. Who's serving you personally is a woman. Ah. What a man can do, a woman can do better than here. And she will do better. You will not think well. You will not reason well. And sometimes you, God help you, you now employ somebody that is employed after you're lost. In other words, I was employing the person because I know that only because I realized man like. So back on my work, man shall not see the like. It should be a good PA. That is the beginning of death. There are certain things you deprive and deny your flesh of. It might look like other people are doing it in a corporate setting where they have people in the office, everybody's jumping up and down, the executive, whoever might like that. But you understand that even those of them who have quality sense and know where they are going to many of the times, they know certain spaces where ladies can occupy. Where a man and a woman will have to be together in close proximity is dangerous. It's dangerous. Very dangerous. If babe sleep for my room, nothing will happen now. It does not happen. You must create boundaries. Are we here together? Tell your neighbor, create boundaries. Yes. Somebody is messaging you and they're already calling you some kind of things. You stop it immediately. Stop it immediately. Somebody say immediately. You know the saying, cutting your babeje, confirm rumor. You know, you don't want to rumor what you're not going to rumor. May God help us in Jesus' name. Yes. So create boundaries. Come to that place where you tell yourself, these are the boundaries. I have made up my mind that I will not accept these kind of things within the confines of my space. There are certain other assignments that they can do for you. Be careful. Then, at one time or the other, as a minister of God, somehow, you would have a lot of women walking around you and they are very passionate. Most of the times, because men of God are either, because of, most of the times your love language will be work, an act of service. You have to be careful so that you don't confuse the person God sends to serve the ministry to the one that God is sending to service you. The one God sent to service you is your wife. The work that the lady is doing in the office is for the ministry. You are the minister. And you have your own minister. For instance, I have my minister that ministers unto me. You understand? I don't know why you are laughing, but I know what I'm saying. It's married people that should laugh, you understand? I don't know why people that are young, they are laughing. So, my minister ministers unto me, but the ministers in this church minister to the church. If care is not taken, the minister's trap is that lady who is very active. I went up, sir. Okay, sir. Yes, sir. I brought the document, sir. Yes, sir. Hello, sir. I fixed the tables. I fixed oil. I fixed the work, sir. Something in your heart begins to say, Kai, see people that are doing ministry. And your wife is taking care of children at home, and the devil will say, this one no get work. Now only picking, go just say, do. He's still making you do. Wait. If this one goes to your house to take care of the children, do you think you can live with the person too? Because some of the people you think you are working with in the office, you might not be able to live with them. So you need to have that understanding. Many times, even in corporate space, husbands complain about their wife serving their organizations too much and not serving them. Career women do that a whole lot. They give all their energy to work. When they get back home, they are tired. So when the husband is saying, babe, is this report I'm supposed to submit? This report, stress. And the man is feeling like, and sometimes they now starve the man. And when the man is starved, you understand, his own wife is at home that is quiet, that will not starve him. But you have served the person until you are going to starve your own husband. You must be wise. Are we getting what I'm saying here right now? Why many people open the door of sexual temptation as men of God is that they mistake the minister to the body of Christ for the minister to their own body. My minister to my body is Regina. I have multiple ministers to the body of Christ. Do we understand what I'm saying here right now? If care is not taken, you fall into a trap. So you must be conscious of that. No matter how hard anybody is working, no matter how dedicated anybody is, the person is either a staff and is being paid, or the person is being paid by Jesus Christ. Jesus is that will pay the person. Do you understand? Yes. May God help us in Jesus' name. So you need to do that. Then number three, never accept that sexual sin is your weakness. Never. People who will never come out, they have made up their mind, it's just my weakness. There's nothing much I can. I'm just trying my best. If you stay in that zone, you will keep falling and die there. You must never accept it as a weakness. You must never accept that it's something credit. How can something be credited to your account as a weakness and you agree that it is my weakness? Or some people have said things like, that's the only way I relax. So they are relaxing with pornography. See, that's the way I relax. I use it to relax my nerves. I use masturbation to relax myself. I use fornication to relax myself. If you come to that zone, everything will scatter all of a sudden. Everything will scatter all of a sudden. Everything will scatter all of a sudden. Never accept. Sexual sin is sexual sin. Hate it the way God hates it. Fight it the way God fights it. Run away from it the way God has said we should do what? Run away. It's flee. Somebody say flee. 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 That's what the Bible says. It says flee sexual sin. Flee sexual immorality. Flee sexual temptations. Are we getting what I'm saying here now? Flee. Flee. Intentionally. A man of God was sharing one day that somebody came to the office for counseling, and when the person came for the counseling, the person just sat down in front of the table, then she just dropped her pen. And everything just, the man of God said, he now got himself. Stand up. Because it was taking too long. What are you picking that you cannot finish picking? Except you want to pick the heart. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Pick whatever you're going to pick and sit up. If you go, if you have to, because if somebody comes around you and says, right, you're doing like this, call this somebody, hello, please tell her to go downstairs. I'll come and see her downstairs. Because anybody that is doing like this is distracting you already. Only me and you are doing like this. What are you calling for? Are you getting what I'm saying to you? And it is just little by little that the devil creeps in. Little by little, the devil creeps in. And sometimes some ladies are also naive. You are a lady. Somebody is already calling you. You know, come, Pastor Manuel, come. You know, somebody is calling you and they say, how are you? How are you there? Pastor. Are you a hairstylist? And some people, they always pick dirty from people's clothes. They are the ones that know how to pick dirty. They can tell a lady, there's something written on a lady's shirt. They say, let me see it. A lady. You want to die. Set boundaries. There are certain things I don't do. I will not. Even in marriage, before you get married, before I got married to my wife, I said, I'm not going to touch breasts. I know the name is breast. So I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch bum bum. I measure, I wrote it. I know the things I don't want to touch. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'll look at the lips. I say, may I not kiss these lips? Sometimes we say it casually. I'm saying, man. I say, and my body's right. But you know that the passion is there. But you are telling yourself, there's nobody that is born with the gifts of self-control. Nobody. Some people say it's because I'm a sanguine. Who told you that? Sanguine gets it by falling. Melancholics get it by force. Right now. Everybody has a way of getting it. Phlegmatic gets it by him. Helping. Have you eaten? Wow, sorry. You look stressed. You need rest. On my chest. May God help us get it. Stop doing things that are sexually suggestive. Avoid it. Avoid it. Avoid it. Avoid it. As a man of God, have no late night chats with anybody. You don't need it. Apart from men of God, leaders, you don't need it. Church members, you don't need it. Why we are ministering, why was there ministers that are, because it's a ministers conference, but definitely it applies to all of us. Avoid it by all means. By all means. Somebody's already asking you a question. What's the size of your bra? Why? No, I don't understand. You are now actually replying. I size 42. I don't need the size 42. I don't need the size. I've never bought. Even for my wife, I've never bought. Go and buy it by yourself. Yes, there are some things people should go and do by themselves. You are in a relationship. You are buying bra for you. He knows everything that is there already. So he went to the market. Who they tested it? Who they wrap? Who they size it? He must have examined the size now. Avoid nonsense. There are dirty talks. There are certain things that are dirty. Sometimes you're in a relationship and somebody's already saying, I'm in my period. Don't talk about your period too much to the person you're in a relationship with. Don't discuss it too much. Stay in your period. Yes. And period. Stay in your period. Period. Too much of discussion of some things don't help. And sometimes we are the ones that open that space. Don't discuss some things. I don't need to ask all those kind of questions. I don't need it for anything. Why do I need that? And the devil knows how to pick very small things and magnify them. Magnify them. Somebody's coming to your office and you know that you, as a man of God, you know. Listen, as a man of God, sometimes you know that there are certain people you see and your brain sees. Clear your space. If the office is a place that is closed and nobody is there, open the door. If you are not looking for anything, you will open the door. Why are you closing the door? Do you understand what I'm saying? You open the door now. Make your voice loud. Wow, what do you want? Say, okay, God bless you. Make it snappy. Don't spend too long. And the counselor's biggest error is when the counselor begins to find attraction to the counselee. And many of the times, pastors, ministers, we counsel a lot. As soon as you are counseling somebody and your wife is complaining, you are in trouble already. As soon as you are counseling somebody and you want to see the person more often, the counseling session is supposed to be 5 sessions, but to increase it 14 sessions. And sometimes there's no other discussion. You just say, how are you today? Wow. 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 The devil is about to hold your tail like this. Flee all appearances of what? Evil. Number 3, cut off every source. Anything that feeds your lust, cut it off. Cut it off, cut it off, cut it off, cut it off. If there are friends that feed your lust, you have some friends, maybe they are also men of God, but they talk a lot about women, they talk a lot about girls. Some people even talk to the point that they are talking about the girls in their church that they are liking. They say they are men of God. Some pastors are discussing and say, no, this is the congregation of the dead. Come out. Immediately, come out. Come out. Can't stay here. Because by the time they finish saying that thing, and the guy is saying, girl, come to my church, you they were very endowed. You already know endowed and endowment. Is that what God asks you to look at? And they will be discussing it. As soon as they start discussing, when you live there, something will stay in your heart. Cut from those kind of association immediately. That kind of friendship, no way. You know the sights. You know the kind of music. Now, I gave you something about music. Can you look for that thing? Many of us, apart from ministers, whoever now, anybody, the music you listen to can feed your lust massively. Sometimes it does not feed it directly. It feeds it by the spirit that is behind the music. Get that video for me. Look at it. Learn from David and Saul. If music can drive out a demon spirit, it can also drive in a demon spirit. If it is not filling you with the Holy Spirit, it's filling you with evil spirits. This is the biggest trap that many people have now. Now, some men of God, I have met men of God who say that, No, listen, Sikoko. I don't know. All the singers, I don't know. It was when I was preaching one day, they mentioned name. I said, that one is a singer. They say, yes. And I said, I don't want to know. What is not your business? Don't go there. Then those of us who are in the business of the normal day going up and down, as believers, there are certain things you must get away from. Don't be comfortable. You are listening to a song and they say, my body feels, he's entering. What is entering? Is it the word of God? You can't sing those things and not get those demons into your body. You can't, listen, whether you are conscious or not, you can't. In fact, just that your roommate is singing something and playing something, play spiritual songs at night, see the dreams you will have. Play carnal songs at night, see the dreams you will have. Every song is driven by a spirit. Always know that. It will save you a whole lot. Some of us need to just delete some things from your phone. There are songs that fuel lustful passion. The spirit that influences the music you listen to eventually will make their way into your heart. And sometimes you don't know why some people are reacting to some things. You don't know why. They did not join witchcraft. They are not in any evil thing. It is what they have listened to. It has entered them. If by speaking here, in the name of Jesus, I command you, devil, get out. Words, they can go out. How about a word, words that have been programmed to repeat? And some people put it on repeat. Repeat, repeat. And the demon is building a castle, building a home, building a temple. And when they come this week for deliverance, you pray for them, they go back again. You come again, deliverance. Deliverance will never end. In fact, it will now get to a point where you will not be reacting again to anything. You will think you are okay. That time you are worse because the captain of the demons now, he can fall easily. You have got Dubai. Receive it! Because when a demon goes out, he will go and look for something more, stronger than himself. I say, let's go back to our house. One me guru last week, Pastor Mavis is a burugo. Oh, you not there, oh, you not lay me down. He said, Egbon, tell me, me more. Then they will now come. The power of God will move in the church. There's something about it. There you go. Then when you go back again, J-Boy, Emi Olagbara and Gotimori last week, Jekalope Baba K. Then J-Boy will join Baba K, and Baba K will join Baba Z, and all of them will gather together. At a particular point, as they are talking, no movement. Why? There are some demons that leave reactions in your body and they become intellectual strongholds. Demons that have to do with in knowledge and intelligence, they are more powerful than the demons that move around. That's why in the Western world, you don't see their own demons and witches falling. Their demons stand. It's book demon. That's why the Bible says, cast strongholds. Strongholds, they are here in the mind. They've been built. So that pornographic site, get out of that site. How can I take a minister's phone and I'm seeing pornography? Why? What are you looking at? Say, I'm a student of anatomy. Anatomy of you. What are you telling me? Don't deceive yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Don't deceive yourself. Make up your mind that you will not allow anything. So whatever fuels that passion, whatever allows that thing to come in, whatever brings that thing inside of life, you must cut off completely. You don't want to masturbate, make sure you don't watch pornography. When people come and say, Pastor, I'm having masturbation, I always ask, what do you feed your mind with? If the word of God dwells in you richly, in all wisdom, and the power of prayer is burning in your being, there are certain things that will come. As soon as the thought comes, it drops on the furnace of fire that is burning on your altar, and it will roast. It drops again, it will roast. If the devil brings it a million times, cast it down a million times. Don't assume. And just leave it there and let it start playing. Anything you leave in your mind for a while, you will build a castle there. Are you getting what I'm saying today? Is that making sense? Okay, let me quickly do this and I'll wrap up, take questions and answers, and we'll be done for the day. Now, I said you must avoid that. Then, one of the signs when you begin to tend towards that, when you begin to feel the passion for sexual things and other things, like that, go and check your prayer life and your word-based life. When your spiritual, whatever feeds your flesh, silences your spirit. Whatever feeds your spirit brings down your flesh. So you need to go and increase what's supposed to be fueling your spirit. You might need to engage a lot in prayer and the word. And the ministry of the word is important. Don't just say, I'm a prayer. No, pray and soak in the word. And be accountable. If a minister commits sexual sin, you are supposed to go and report to your lead pastor. And if you are the lead pastor, go and report to your mentor, your spiritual father. Because secret sin tries when you continue, and it will continue to stay. As soon as it is exposed, it loses its grip. You say, I've confessed my sin to the Lord. We have turned together. Because he knows your bustle. Is anybody going to say here? Confess. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you might be healed. Confess. It's simple. This is what I'm going through. See what you're supposed to do. What have they been feeding on lately? What have you been feasting on? What has been happening around you? And begin to talk. And by the time you begin to talk like that, they say, okay, see, this is where the problem is coming from. Avoid it. Avoid it. Avoid it. Are we getting what I'm trying to say right now? So make sure that you begin to feed on the things of God. Boost your spirit man. Your spirit man needs a lot of boosting. Your spirit man needs a lot of what? Boosting. Yes. Those things did not come in a hurry. So load your spirit, man. Load your heart. Load your heart very well. Feeling your spirit very well. Fasting, praying. Then understand what consecration is and the gravity of sexual sin. Always calculate the consequences. Count the consequences before you venture in the action. Ask yourself, what if I am caught? Ask yourself, what if it is known? Ask yourself, what if this happens? All the, by the time you finish asking, what if, you will see the passion will drop. Sexual sin always makes people act as if they don't have sense. Just very fast. Let's do it fast now. No. Always ask yourself. Somebody is putting their hand on your shoulder and they are trying to rub it on you. Ask the person, if I get pregnant now, what would you do? Say, don't worry, I will keep it. Say, I'm not ready to be a mother. And you move out. He said, you will not get pregnant. Say, how do you know? He said, I know now, we are not in my design. I cannot predict. And there are some devils in some people's father's house that has vowed that they must bring herself. May God help us in Jesus' name. So, these basic things you must do. Then have association of friends who believe in sexual purity and they talk about it a lot. Those who believe it and they talk about it a lot. You need those kind of people in your space. They believe it, they talk about it a lot. They believe it. When I was going to get married, I have a friend who, both of us agreed on what we're going to do, and that's what we did before we got married. We knew it in our hearts that this thing is abomination. Don't go near it. Don't play around it. We said it. We recited it. When he was getting doing his relationship, I always remind him, I say, I hope, see. He said, Pastor, don't worry. Forget. I did. I say, yes. And I monitored it again. When I was going to get married, 10 times he reminded me, Pastor. I say, no. Forget that. I'm not saying you have to do like me. You are in the generation that everybody does. But like I said, we didn't even go to fast food one day till we married. You, they are seeing you everywhere. They see you at the bus stop, they see the corner. People around me did not know we're doing relationship. We are here. And John O'Neill. I'm not saying you shouldn't do your selfie and everything, but see, understand this. When people are in a relationship, they are not supposed to be caught together every time, except in a spiritual environment, but in secret places, you know, no. It gives a wrong impression to your neighbors. It gives a wrong impression to some other people. When you are planning and you're getting closer to your wedding, we know you're going to the market. We know you're trying to do this. We can understand. But relationship, marriage is 4 years away, 3 years away, 2 years away. And every bus stop, you're already in the house, you're already in the kitchen, you're already in the, everywhere. And if they don't post your status, they did not post me. You're not doing public affection of love, love affection of public. Please stop these things. Christians cannot do everything unbelievers are doing. Build your relationship. Some people, the reason they don't have partners again now is because they posted until everybody has known them one person. So when the person left, they didn't know how to say the person has left because other people cannot come in again. We now start prayer. We now start doing family prayer intervention. Lord, marital destiny, open. Who closed it? May God help us in the name of Jesus. Those battling with addiction, learn to use your words. Why? Because the spirit behind pornography, masturbation, and all other sexual things is a spirit. And just as we resist the devil, you cast devils. That's how you talk. God taught me many years ago. I was discussing with my wife this morning. I said, how come I don't even know? I don't even have understanding of what masturbation is. And seriously, I don't know what masturbation is. Let me see the masturbator. I don't know what it means. So I said, Holy Spirit, this thing that is in the people's body, tell me how to help people. How do they do it? What? How? And he said, you don't want to know it, but I will teach you how to help people. And one of the ways God taught me how to help them is using the power of your words. By the time you begin to feel like exciting yourself sexually, just know that the spirit is hovering around the environment. The spirit is trying to penetrate your space, and you must start talking to yourself, because the spirit does not do that when people are there. It only does it when people are not there. And you must start talking. That's when you start talking. This body is the temple of the living God. I glorify God in my body. My body is not for me. It belongs to God. It belongs to God. Body is not for myself. I cannot excite myself sexually. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, spirit of masturbation. I command you to. And you know what? When you succeed for 7 weeks or for seven months, it doesn't mean it will not come again. It will come again. And those of people who have been used to pornographic sites before too, the same thing. I'm not so much known so much about being a pornographic person. I don't know, but I know that people say they get stalked and they watch those things like that. Right from time, the way we were brought up, it was an abomination. Not because we didn't want, but they told us already that if we watch it, our brain will be turning. God also for me immediately, so me or war, You that know why you are looking at it, I don't know why. But make up your mind that I will not go there, because I realize that it usually fuels the passion. But now, even in our movies, they told you that this movie is so. You say, I'm strong now, I can watch it. It's not, you are killing yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Make up your mind, I'm not going to watch that movie. I'm not going to see this movie. That's not what I want to see. And most of the times for ministers, it is after you have finished ministering, preaching and everything, and you want to relax with a movie, or you want to relax and just start scrolling your phone, that's when Satan will bring those things and say, just watch a little. It's part of the relaxation. Man of God, enjoy yourself. Be entertained. And you fail to understand that it is enter to retain. May God help us in Jesus' name. Guard your hearts with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Don't allow anything stay in your heart as it's coming towards it. If a lady is coming too close to you as a man of God and you realize, report to your wife. Let her know that this lady is coming too close. I don't understand why. And if she's the one that raises it first, don't fight it. Say, okay, my dear, don't worry. It will be fine. I know some women are too overtly energy want to put you. But even when she says, just, it's okay, it's okay. Some women, they also somebody that brings something to you and say, where's that? You say, pastor, who is that? If you are jealous, don't marry a pastor, because you are not fit for a pastor. Those who marry pastors can condone the fact that people are around. Those who marry pastors can condone the fact that pastors can hug members. So, I'm not very big on hugging, but I know that people hug. I'm not very big on hugging anyway. But I know that people hug, and they don't have any bad mixed feelings, just to show some love. Sometimes some people need some kind of simple hug to just keep their head down. But I'm not very big on that. But I know that it doesn't mean that every time people hug means that they have sinful thoughts or lustful thoughts. But if there's a particular guy that always wants to hug you, every time service church, my Lord, drool and one obey. So I shall come and say, oh, baby, 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 baby. Sunday service, midweek service, you are coming again. You will now look well. Oh, I miss you. You miss me on Sunday, miss me on Tuesday, miss me on Wednesday, miss me every day. You are a liar. There's something else you are looking for. May God help us in Jesus' name. Please let questions come in, and we'll be able to answer the questions as fast as possible. Thank you. You can also get the book, Overcoming Sexual Temptation. It will help a whole lot. It will help a whole lot. Get the book, Overcoming Sexual Temptation. Then those of us who are in relationships, if you're in a relationship, avoid environments that will choke you together. Set standards for yourself. Create boundaries. Be very intentional about it. And always remind yourselves whenever you meet that we are here for serious, intelligent talks and discussions, and not to satisfy ourselves sexually or touch anything. Say it to yourself. And if you are the only one that believes in sexual purity and the other person does not believe, it might not work. In fact, it will not work, because the person will drag you in or you pull yourself out, either of the two. Both of you must have the same values to say that this is what we want to achieve. This is what we want. This is the kind of thing we want to do. If Satan enters into a man of God's life, your church can close. What did you say? I say, to build church is not easy work. This church is not mental work. This church, as you see it, is my blood, my life, my destiny, my heart, my chest, my bones, my marrows, my cell, my system, my tissues. Anytime you see anything work in a man's whole life has entered into it. And every other person that is involved as stakeholders, their life has entered. When you fail, you have failed all of them. Always remember it. All of them, you disappointed them. Their expectation. One of the things that shocked my heart when I asked one of the girls working with me many years back, I said, if you hear tomorrow that I'm involved in sexual, what will happen? If you see the response. She didn't respond like a rubbish. She shouted, I said, wait, why are you shouting? She said, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. And what, as if you want to be praying Holy Ghost for me. I just told myself, wow, the way people rate you is very high. Don't bring yourself down. A man in the place of honor and does not know is like the beasts that perish. Satan said, touch the bomb bomb. He said, I shall not touch. Touch not my anointed until my prophet Muhammad. That is the touch, anointed of the Lord, I will not touch. Satan says, just hold tight a little bit. No, lay hands suddenly on no man. In the name of Jesus, I'm not laying hands today. Satan will suggest this to your head, though. Forget it, no matter how anointed you are. I went to preach outside Lagos one day, and as we're entering the bus, they put a particular lady by my side. I just finished preaching, hot effect of ministration. They put the lady by my side. The pastor now said, first of all, there's no space. Let's squeeze. And they squeezed the lady, you know, and they squeezed the lady by my side. Everything from there was just touching me. There's a race I must run. Help me. Until I came out of that vehicle, I did not get myself. Why? It's not anointing oil that's in my body. It is the blood. It's running. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Questions, please. Do we have questions so that we can take it faster? Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right. This person says, sir, I served the pastor for 3 years and my pastor refused to reconcile with me, even though I didn't offend. I just wanted peace between us. Now he's asking me to come and see him in his office, but I am not free in my spirit.
Why are you not free in your spirit?
There's to go and see him in his office because he has been telling people he will fight me physically if he sees me. Must a pastor be sent forth to do well in ministry, even though you don't feel safe going to his office?
Okay, that's not sexual thing. I thought it was sexual related thing. It's not sexual. Now, this is the thing. If the person said they're going to fight you physically, you need to go and report to somebody you know is a higher authority to that person and let them talk to the person. Do you understand what I'm saying now? That's the best way to go about it. They are setting, you appeal to authority. You don't fight authority. So if you're appealing to an authority and the person is not responding, you look for somebody who is an authority over that person and they will talk to that person and say, this is what to do. And by the time the person gets to know that one or two other people are aware, their tempo will drop a little bit. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's better to approach the person who's superior to that person or mentor or, you know, if he's a friend, maybe you can try, but somebody that's like a mentor will be better. That solves the problem. And that's another thing. I don't think anybody should be that harsh on people, except that some people are just a little bit, I don't know, they're lost there. Next one.
Do I undo a breakup as a young minister that it won't affect what God asked me to do?
How would breakup affect what God has asked you to do? Breakup is breakup. Breakfast, some breakfasts, they are hot, some they are cold. So this one, you have to serve it cold. If it's too hot, it's dangerous. So what you do is this. There's a book I have outside there, Breaking Up, Break That Relationship. Then at the back, there's the title, Break, How to Break Up Gracefully. The way Christians break up should not be the way unbelievers break up. If I break up as a believer, I should still be able to talk to you. We should be able to walk in church. For a while, it might look somehow, but we should still be able to walk in church and still feel free. Now, the reason is because people, when they are breaking up, are not intentional about what they want. You must have your strong reasons why you want to break up. You must be clear about it. You explain it to the person, the reason. But know that the person will not accept your reasons. But be very genuine and sincere and prayerfully do it because you are a believer. Because depending on the kind of situation that is warranting the breakup, it might really hurt the other person a whole lot. So you have to be very intentional about not hurting a brother or hurting a sister. But at the same time, it is a decision that affects your mental health, your peace of mind, and you have to make that decision. It will not affect your ministry, because whether you marry the person or not, your ministry will still be your ministry. So that relationship does not affect your ministry in any way. The person might leave your space and not be around you anymore, but it doesn't change the fact that you don't have to say you need that particular person to succeed. And ministers that are not yet married, you should know that you have a lot of things like that. Too many people come to the fellowship because of you. They are seeing your faces. You, they come to see, not Jesus. Many things are happening. So you just need to know how to clear your space with wisdom. I think that book will also assist, but always have it in mind that I must not hurt this person in my approach. I will do it well. Then you might need to seek counsel on the right words to use so that you present it well. Yes.
Thank you, sir. This person says, what do I do if my girlfriend really loves kissing, but I want to stop because I believe it's not right for now? But she would think I don't love her anymore if I say we shouldn't kiss anymore. What do I do?
Pastor Soji, as I'm seeing you like this, I know you have answer. Pastor Soji is a relationship coach also, and he's here. Yes. So maybe we should give Pastor Soji microphone too to answer. What should I do? My girlfriend like kissing. Me, I don't like kissing. How do we help the situation?
Thank you, Pastor Mavis.
Yes, sir.
I believe, Pastor, I've said it while I was teaching. One of the things she must know as a believer is that the Bible didn't say that flee from evil. It says flee from what?
Appearances.
Appearances means anything that looks like it. Not, you are not fleeing from evil. You are fleeing from what looks like it. The moment you start kissing, kissing to what point? What's the end point of that kissing? You cannot carry fire on your bosom and it will not burn you. So you're already rehearsing. Rehearsing what? You are. The kissing is for a purpose. It's stimulating. Do you understand what we are talking about? Your body for something. You are getting yourself ready for something. And several people, when they now get married, what happened is that they have kissed long.
They don't
enough.
Kiss again. They will not kiss again.
That at the point of marriage, their body have been so conditioned for a particular long kissing before the body is ready. Maybe they have kissed for 30 minutes. And the brother they married is 5 minutes. 5 minutes, we are done.
Yeah.
So, because they have taken time to kiss, the brother is done in 5 minutes. They are now not sexually satisfied.
Never be satisfied.
In marriage. Because they are prolonged. So, as a believer, the person asking that question, you see, your values with the person you are dating is not the same. Does not align. So, pastor said it. You should be gone. It just dope me.
Yes.
Just, you should be gone. Or it will put you in mess.
Thank you very much. So, yes, you must be able to look at that girl and tell her to her face that if she continues like that, she's a trap that is set to destroy your life. And if I were you, I would run away from that trap. And if the girl is so accustomed to kissing like that, the day you are not around, she will kiss the landlord's son. Yes, because her system is wired. You know what you do? Whenever you start doing all those things before marriage, you are wiring yourself for a deadly passion that even marriage cannot contain. There are some passion that young people have today. Marriage can never contain it. It can never. You see, let me. You can never be sad except the Holy Ghost will retweak your system. Can never. What some people have done since I married my wife for 9 years plus 10 years, we have not done it. So how would you be satisfied? So you need to reserve what God says to reserve. Do you trust that the wisdom of God is better for us? Do you believe that when God says something that we should do, it's for our own interest? If you believe it, guard your heart jealously. Guard your heart jealously. I told you the last time that the chances of divorce is higher with those who cohabit and those who have been having sex before marriage than those who met themselves without that situation. It's very slim. When a man meets a woman in her sanity, to let go of her, his life is hard. Very difficult because many things goes around his brain that if this person did not do it all the while without temptation, they will never do it. So always have that in your mind. They asked this question many years ago, I think Pastor Chris, and he asked them, he said, when you're kissing, what is the plan? Because kissing, like he said, stimulates to a particular place. So you must be careful. Yes. And most of you will say, but there's nothing wrong with kissing. Well, if you think there's nothing wrong, just know it. Oh, if you generate worship pendants.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, sir, I made a vow to avoid pornography in 2022. But I've been watching gay movies and getting easily irritated by physical contact from guys. What do I do?
Stop watching gay movies and soak yourself well enough in the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to help you as you study the Word of God to renew your word mind. Because so much, listen now, so much of the things that you have watched, they are already deposited inside. You will need the Word of God to cleanse. Are we here together? Yes, you need the sanctification of the Word of God, the sanctification that is instant and progressive. Now that's the progressive sanctification. The Word of God needs to consistently clean up your mind from those things that you have seen before you will find strength. So get rid of those gay movies. Get rid of those things. Your life will begin to get better.
This person says, what do you do when a girl likes a brother, but the brother doesn't seem to like her too? She has tried to stop liking him, but can't. What should the girl do?
She can't.
And then there is another question about a sister who is saying the brother is obsessed with her and is in church. What should she do?
You are my obsession. You are my desire. You are... actually, let me split it in two ways. If you are falling in love with somebody and the person is not reciprocating, you are struggling. Your life is hard. One of the things you can do to make your life easy is to take a pause a little and step back and ask yourself, why am I loving this person? Is it the attraction? Is it the way the person talks? Or the way they look? Or the way they do things? Or because they are leaders? Ask questions and be sincere in your heart. If you are a child of God, be very sincere in your heart with those questions. Listen, it is possible for you to be obsessed with a particular person. I understand that. But that is a proof that your heart is not guarded. The gates of your heart, they are too open. To be attracted is something. Obsession is another level. Obsession means that you lose your mind if you don't have something about it. The person is already controlling you. So you need to come to that point where you ask the Holy Spirit to purify your passion. And you must take it serious in the place of prayer and say, Holy Spirit, purify my passion. Deaden this obsession. It's not supposed to be like that. Love is supposed to start with attraction. Am I making sense here now? If there's an attraction you have for somebody, then it builds upon knowledge. From attraction to what? Knowledge. It's not from attraction to touching. It's attraction to what? Knowledge. I want to know you more. I want to know who you are. Then getting to know you more, then I will now bring that knowledge into the place where I begin to see you the way God sees you. Genuine love. Not to defile the person, but to honor the person. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? So as soon as you discover that you are passionate, you are crushing on somebody, one of the things you try to do is to have as much as possible pray about it. That is a passion. Something is burning inside of you, spiritual first. Pray about it. Then as you begin to pray about it, start taking your mind off that person intentionally. Try to avoid things that will have to do so much with that person around your space. Discuss it with somebody and let them give you sense. Because the person you might be dying about might have another person that they know that is already falling in love with. So it will help you to know that somebody is there. Some people will say, even if somebody is there, like a girl told me, say, until you marry, I will never leave you. So when I married, I said, it's Rode Tobai. You know, at least we can go. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Some people are like that, but you must mind your own business, know where you're going to. And as a child of God, if you are obsessed with somebody, you have an idol already. That person is more important to you than God. Because if the person pressures you to do anything, you will do it. You are now a slave to that person. So you must come out and say, God, heal my heart from idolatry. This is idol worship. I am now worshiping my passion for this person. I break out of this thing. Take time to pray. Fast. Then seek counsel also. Study the word of God. Stay on it very well. The word of God to build your self-esteem. Sometimes it is a low self-esteem also that is bringing you to that place. Because somebody is not falling in love with you. You're falling in love with the person. Why? Do you understand what I'm saying now? So you need to, but to crush on people is natural. Anybody can crush on myself. I like it. But clear it. Maybe I just like the way he talks and everything. And make it very clear and don't attach romantic feel to it. Or else you'll be in trouble. Do you understand?
Thank you very much.
For the brother that is obsessed with a lady and disturbing her in church, no matter how you disturb a lady, if she does not like you, she does not like you. Two ways. Listen, if a lady starts listening to you, she has little interest. If a lady does not listen to you, she does not have interest. You are the one calling, she's not replying, she does not have interest. Don't kill yourself. There's nothing you can do. If a man starts talking to you, it doesn't mean he loves you. He just wants to get to know you. So don't go and kill yourself and say, yeah, start talking to me. He called me, say, no, he wants to know you better. Whether you have sense or you don't have sense. Whether you have manner or you don't have manner. Whether you have future or you don't have future. To now pack all your love into that basket is foolishness. Men try to inquire for knowledge. As soon as women respond, their hearts have opened up. If she has not responded, she has not opened up. So leave her. So this is why you're pushing somebody like cock and hen in the morning. I don't know why. So leave it. And men, many times when men don't have self-esteem, that's what they do. Actually, can I tell you the truth? When a man loves a woman and he's really going after her, you understand? He's going after the woman. If the woman is being too hard, there's a way you guard yourself and keep your honor, keep your dignity. Keep your still He's a mumu man without much self-esteem that does that. If you build yourself as a man to where you're going to in life, a lady will see you and she will like you. Then a lady who knows where she's going to, when she likes you, she gathers herself too. A king must meet a queen. A king must meet a queen. He doesn't not anyhow.
You now start misbehaving, begging for love. Why? Anybody you beg to marry, you beg them to keep you in the house. Continue.
Thank you very much, sir. There are two questions about fornicating. The first one is, how do I stop from the act of fornicating? The second one is, I have a roommate that fornicates, and whenever they start, it gets me aroused. What do I do?
See, that is titled your spirit. Now listen. The first time they did it in your presence, you didn't say anything. As soon as that is done in your presence, you should be able to say, please stop this rubbish. Stop it now. Something will tell them that, this is not the space. Don't tolerate nonsense in your space. Don't. If they want to start fornicating, get your MP3, your loudspeaker, and start playing to your Sunday. Raga pa 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 pa. Eleko shapataya. Holy Ghost, take over. Pray and see whether they will continue. Anything you tolerate will continue. How can somebody have boldness? That is a level of shamelessness. To be fornicating in your presence, and you as a believer, you say, it's turning me off. Kole turn me off, I will turn them off. Look for my message on sexual, this kind of message, and start playing it there. Raka pa 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 pa. Reko seketelebaya. In the love of God, you come out. Every spirit of immorality in this room, I scatter you. Jeketenemenekepaya. And start shouting it loud so that the neighbors will know what you are praying about. Shout it, let the neighbors know what you are praying about. Shout it, let everybody know. Listen, we must learn to stand up for some things. If you don't stand up, they will suffocate you there. Then as time goes on, you will leave the room for them. Now start leaving. Now be a slave. You go and sit down outside pressing phone, and they're using your room. If you want to break out of fornication, the first question, break up. Many of us are afraid of breaking. Listen, if you are committing fornication in your relationship, it's a sign both of you are not mature spiritually to handle it. Your emotions and your spiritual mind is weak. Spiritual maturity, when you start growing, one of the things is when a Christian commits fornication in a relationship, the first thing is to separate first and go on a retreat. How did I fall to this level? How did I get to this point? What devil brought me to this bus stop? That's why I say don't tolerate it. You must be able to ask questions. God, how did I get here? How did I close my heart that the devil has brought me to this abyss? I break out. You should be in tears. Tears for your sins. The world has accepted so much of things, and that's why we're accepting it. A believer, the Bible says, has become a saint. Let it not be once named amongst you. So when it happens by mistake once, you pack your bag and you go and retreat. And say, Lord, no, never again. Never again. It can never happen. You get the, let person know that this thing that happened like this. I told my wife, I said, the day if I mistakenly sleep with you, I will never marry you. You will never marry me. Because the person I will marry, I will never sleep with the person. So if I sleep with you, it means that you are not the one. You better correct it. So by herself, now I ain't going to do like this. Never. I will never marry. And I made my, if I fall in, I must have a testimony that I did not sleep with the lady I married. So ladies, better know it. If you go and meet a guy like me that has a testimony, dear Robert, you have out of market. Cancel. And guys, that's what you should do. Any lady that opens up for you is just opening up the pits of hell. That one hard. You can't even laugh. Yes. Because I showed you in Proverbs 7, the Bible says, little did they know that the back of a house are dead men's bones. Dead men's bones. That is the trap that Satan has used to kill a lot of great men. And sometimes the men are the ones excited. They don't know that they are depositing all their future. All the great children you should give birth to, you poured it inside, but they will not be born. Then the time is time to give birth to children. You now born the ones that are going to be doing drugs and everything. The real ones that would have carried glory, you have deposited them. Have you taken the pee? Flush it. You flush John. You flush your Jesus. You flush your Daniel. You flush your Joseph. Then you now give birth to Gehazi. Wake up and say, my righteous seed will not go. Hold on. Your seeds are important. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your seeds are what? I'm not being harsh. I'm creating a mindset. A mindset. This mindset changed my life. I said, the guy is the betrayer. I will never marry you again. Because I have told God in my heart that the person that we marry, my testimony will be that I did not sleep with the person. So get ready. His work. What I'm saying is that you have to help me and I will help you. Made up our minds. And that's how it works. Anything you don't decide to do, you never get it done. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? You never get it done. I don't know how people see immorality. Sometimes I always wonder. And even now we are married. Sometimes my wife will discuss. How can somebody allow somebody else, knowing the passion of sexual intimacy? I always wonder how somebody that is not married allowed another person. It's a thought I cast. Every time I see it, I cast it. I say, never, never. It is too bad to come to that point. It doesn't mean God cannot help you or save you. But please, see it the way I see it. Hate sin the way God hates it. Hate it the way God hates it. Hate it the way God hates it. Since I started ministry in my life, no lady can come and say one day, now touch my bum, my breast. God forbid. God, this hand that will heal the sick, hand that will raise the dead, hand that will make the blind see, is the same hand that will go to the wrong place? No, no, no. My hands are sanctified. I pray for myself. My hands are sanctified. My body is sanctified. This is the altar. You cannot carry fire at a dimension if you don't do these things. Consecration is another key to manifesting power. Sometimes I preach hard. It doesn't mean that to manifest power is difficult. It is just my temperament you are seeing. You are seeing the manifestation of my temperament, but to manifest power is not something that you are struggling that must manifest. No. Grace begins to come upon a person at a level when God sees your track record. Can I tell you, there are some people who are stuck where they are. Sexual sin, the major target is to keep you stuck. In this kingdom, in this work, the person can be stuck. Others will be 10 years ahead, 15 years ahead, and they are backward. Sexual sin is dangerous. I'm going to stop there for today. Have you been blessed today? So those of us, if you have things that have to do with addiction, don't accept any addiction. No. Addiction is Satan's way to destroy destinies. Anything you are addicted to will kill you. Addictions are designed to kill their victims. Drugs kills its victims. Alcohol will kill its victim. Sexual addiction will kill its victim. Pornography will kill its victim. And remember, every time you are doing all these things, you are donating your money, your interest, your passion to the kingdom of darkness. Two kingdoms are fighting. Everyone you submit to, you are bowing to. Everyone you say no to, you have honored the other one. Is anybody being blessed here? Yes. So daughters of Zion will rise here. Ministers of righteousness will rise. Sons of God will rise. From today, you will hate sexual immorality. May the Lord put upon us the passion to hate sexual immorality. Rise up on your feet. I want to pray a practical prayer God laid in my heart overnight. That's what we pray as we close. That's what we're going to pray as we close. Hey, this phone must not offer. Power the phone, oh, find a way. There's a prayer point. God dropped two prayer points about these things that the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart. Please, your answer prayer slips, you can start dropping them with, in the course of the service. You are going to pray. Let me start with this one. This one is in my spirit. First of all, you start praying and say, God, purify my passion. Purify my passion. Purify my passion. Thank you. You see, when your passion is purified, your heart, whatever things are true, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are just, if there are good reports, these are the, you are not a bad person. It's just a bad Satan trying to drag you. I know there's no one bad person in this room. No one. And after God made them, he said they were good. God saw man and said, good. Satan saw man and said, I will make a mess of their lives. No one bad person in this church. I've never seen one human being that was born. And the day they were born with a bad destiny. No. It was corruption from Satan, the pit of hell, that put them in that state. Or those who before them have given birth to them into a particular situation that they will have to fight in their own lives. Because there's no one person who comes here that is bad. Many, as I'm talking now, somebody might be struggling with sexual sin, but your destiny is to be a global evangelist, a healing minister. Satan will fight you hard. Why? If he can keep you there, the ministry has shut down already. But if you can come out, let God not struggle over you in vain. No, let God not struggle over you in vain. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice wherever you are in a very quiet way. I want you to pray passionately, but in a tough way. And say, Lord, purify my passion. Purify my passion. Purify my passion. Every nonsense thought, purify my passion. The Bible says that you'll be cleansed from the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Cleansed from the filthiness of the flesh. Some of us, the challenge is nude pictures that you are sending, texting. That is also terrible because that has a dangerous effect on your life as a whole. You must make up your mind, never again. Jesus, never again. Jesus, never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. This is the day of somebody's deliverance. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you sincere? God is looking at your heart. If you were struggling with something before and you are not praying sincerely from your heart, then something is wrong. It's either you like it or you're comfortable. Every time a lady is passing, you are just staring, looking and looking. No, purify my passion. Never, never. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look upon a handmaid. I will not. A covenant with my eyes. Kai. Bishop Eriko entered a covenant with God and said, God, let leprosy come upon me if I do this. No way. People enter covenants with God if they want to stop certain things. By the Holy Ghost, I will never purify my passion. Purify my passion. I'm not a subject of masturbation. Never, never, never. I have no business with it. Say it to yourself. Believe it. You are a lady, a guy is touching you anywhere in the office, and you are just condoning. Stop it. Stop it. Don't do that. Pray, Jesus, purify my passion. Purify my passion. Purify my passion. Purify my passion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There are three prayer points. The second one now, you're going to declare, kill every unholy and ungodly desire trying to find expression through my flesh. Every unholy and ungodly desire trying to find expression through my flesh. You are going to say, dear Holy Spirit, kill that desire. Kill that thing. Unholy and ungodly desire. Kill it. Kill it. The Bible says, mortify your members. Kill it. In the name of Jesus. Kill it. Kill it. Jesus, kill it, kill it, kill it. That's 30 seconds, pray that one. We don't have time, so we're going to pray. But pray seriously. After praying, you can write down the prayer point. It's something that you'll be praying from time to time. Kill it. When the thought rises, you say, kill it. In the name of Jesus, kill it. There are certain men that are kept by the consecration. God has given them grace for consecration. That's why some of us are here. Everything would have been a waste. Not that we boast, but we speak for the encouragement of somebody that it is possible. You can, by the grace of God. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Shebanaga, kill every unholy and ungodly desire trying to find expression. My flesh. Some of you need to be out of Instagram. Leave Telegram. Leave some spaces. Leave those places for some months. Sometimes 1 month. Why are you not there? Say, no, I'm keeping myself. It's becoming a distraction to where I'm going to. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, this is the last prayer point, and I want you to pray it like your life depends on this. Sir, many people have shut down. Their lives shut down. Ministries shut down. Family shut down. There are many families that are where they are today because of the man's unrestrained passion. Somebody that God would have helped with his family to be a glorious one. Unrestrained passion everywhere. Now the man is everywhere. The Bible says, drink water from your own cistern, flowing water. He said, for the wife of your youth, let her breast satisfy you. But some people everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And you are a lady in this house, you must guard yourself. You must guard yourself. Every small thing, they're already touching you. You say, I can't control myself. You can control yourself. You can. Shake yourself from the dust. Say, never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. And the devil is telling you that everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. It's a lie. I told you, in this church, I pastor, I've been wedding people in my life. I have wedded more people that are virgins than people that are not. So don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil deceive you. The devil said, nobody is doing it again. It's the old fashion. It's a lie. It's a lie. We are not people of the trends. Jesus is the trend and it never expires. The word of God is the perfect trend. Are you hearing what I'm saying? An army is rising and you are part of them. Many of you from your social media platforms, you will create contents that thousands, hundreds and millions will see and they will drop out of sexual sin. An army will rise that will tell the kingdom of darkness that this is not who we are. Never. We are instruments of righteousness, not instruments of righteousness. Somebody is planning to marry you and they're already telling your man of this. Tell the person, stop. If we don't stop, we'll break up now. We are breaking up now.
Now, we can't continue like this. What are we going to tell our children? How are we going to explain to the next generation? Stories that you cannot tell. Stories you cannot tell. Your son comes to ask you, sir, daddy, how do I stay away from a lady? There's a lady in school that's troubling. How do I stay away? You see, I don't know what to do. The same devil that pursued you will pursue your son. I've called you since he's in short. Apostle said this. The same devil that fought your father will fight you. The same demon that fought those before you will fight you. And some of them fell. God help you if somebody has conquered. If that person conquered, Satan has prepared a more sophisticated demon in your own time. Now you must confront. Every generation, there is an upgrade of what we fight. Look at how everybody carrying demons in their pockets. Demons. This is not a demon. To those who is a demon too. Put it here. This is what you see everywhere on the road now. This is hell, though. Just imagine this is hell. This is how people are going. Those who make it in life and who will stand in this 21st century, if they don't, they will destroy the distraction of their phones to cross to the other side. Why? Majority of people are going like this. Only a few know the staircase and are going right. Majority are bent. They are blind. They are gone. Are you getting what I'm saying? I have seen ladies that are very promising. All these things we're saying, we're not false stories. We are around for a while. Promising. In the village now, selling biscuit on top table. Because you cannot hold your leg. Guys that had great future, all of a sudden, Satan puts one way or the other. And you know, whenever sexual sin is involved, sometimes it's difficult to think straight and do any other thing. Your body is no more for sexual sin. You're going to pray right now. From your heart. Oh, Jesus. For the story of the young man that wasted his destiny. And some people are still wasting. Only a few people are able to rise up and get revived. Because somebody must rise up here. I don't care how far you have gone. You will not die in that thing, no. Never. That's why you came to this service. That's why you came here. Light has come. Are we here together? You are going to pray and declare. Say every chaff. Say it loud, every chaff. Now, this thing doesn't have to do with, but as a pastor like this, me too. I'm praying like that. Sexual sin does not know anybody. Satan will still suggest the same things, just that the time will suggest different. For you, he's suggesting it maybe every day. You understand? Because you have not cleared the space. But no matter how high we go, once in a while, Satan will still bring a suggestion. If he can tell Jesus, if you know you are the son of man, Jesus, my boss, my oga. Satan was foolish enough to come and ask my oga, say, if you are the son of God, then who am I? I'll be hearing plenty of things in my head. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So I want you to pray passionately. Every chaff of sexual lust determined to ruin my life and my ministry, Jesus, born with unquenchable fire. Every chaff of sexual lust determined to ruin my life and my ministry, Jesus, born with unquenchable fire. I just see in the spirit, there's a particular lady that is sent to you to mess up your life. But she's also a believer. She's yielded to Satan. She has lost grip on her sexual appetite. And she's just around you. She has made you believe. Every time you fall into that sin, she's always encouraging you. I say, sorry, it's okay. You must not, don't beat yourself too hard. You are the one fighting this. But she's saying, it's okay, we'll be fine. We'll come out. We'll be fine. She's the one saying that. That's a trap already. She's the one encouraging us. Say, don't worry, we'll come out. And before you know, she's the one steering something. When it happens, she's not saying, oh, you're beating yourself too hard. Don't worry, God will forgive us. But you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed for us. You know yourself. I'm talking to you as a guy. You have to wake up and say no more. If that language ever resonates with you as a guy, make up your mind today and say no more. No more. No more. Somebody came to me and said, Pastor, I'm born again now. I say, okay. He said, yes, but I can't continue the relationship I was in before. I said, what's wrong with that? She goes to church, but she cannot help me. Before my very eyes, he came to church and picked another girl that helped him. That one is still in church. But somebody has left her because she's in church, but she does not look like God. You will not be the dumping site. Listen. Can I tell you the truth? When a man makes up his mind to serve God, if you are the lady that he has been doing something with, chances I will not marry you. So daughters of Zion must arise and say, no, open space.
It's better you walk away and I have peace of mind than to mess yourself up. And when he's walking away, another person is willing and open. And you will now start suffering trauma. You now be having fear of killing yourself, fear of whether you will marry, fear of love, fear of intimacy. Many English that they have in this generation.
Jesus, born with unquenchable fire, every chaff of sexual lust determined to ruin my life and ministry. In the name of Jesus, every chaff positioned by Satan. Every charm of sexual lust, ungodly desires positioned by Satan to ruin my life, to ruin my ministry, to waste me. Jesus, burn with unquenchable fire. Burn with unquenchable fire. Ragaba sekete nemo shakapaya. Eswa swa zege de lebo shite. Suze brege de lebo swana gagagagagagaga. Fresh fire. I am out. No more harboring those thoughts. I cast them down. Every unholy thought and holy desire, every strange thing that the devil is bringing to your mind, I declare they are out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As I was praying, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me that there are some people, the spirit of lust is right on your body. It has taken your body so much because of the kind of images and the songs and the things that you have embraced. The spirit of lust is passionately hooking on your body hard. By the Spirit of God today, I declare every spirit of lust, immorality, the spirit that enjoys watching naked movies, seeing naked pictures, the spirit that enjoys sexual lust and passion, steering your body consistently, creating that unnecessary and unholy desire, I command you, as you can hear my voice right now, get out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Every devil, there's somebody here, listen, you're a man, you don't believe in the things we are talking about. Although you are hearing it, but you're telling yourself, la, God knows if you do anything about this thing, I beg, forget him. Now, the way we man go take hold himself. I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to break your hearts. Break your hearts. Plunge into your hearts. Give you an encounter. In the name of Jesus. No ministry here will close down. No destiny here will shut down. No family here will shut down. In the name of Jesus. Satan that has hijacked other people's life, their destinies, and made a mess of them, slowing people's progress. Anything that you have lost as a result of sexual sin, slowing down your progress, slowing down your destiny, I declare today in the name of Jesus, it is shattered in the name of Jesus. There's somebody, you have been haunted in your heart because you had sex in a church compound. You are haunted. Every time the devil will tell you that you are so bad that you did it in a church compound. You are so bad. So you are feeling guilt. That guilt and shame. Today I declare that the hand of God's mercy comes upon you. The hand of God's mercy comes upon you. The Lord strengthen your heart to forgive yourself and start a new journey with Him. In the name of Jesus. A sickness will leave you because you have left that thing. Anyone who has contracted infections, diseases, HIV, and you have sincerely from your heart today said, Jesus, I am not going back there. I declare, by the hand of the Almighty God, sicknesses, viruses, infections, diseases, hear my voice. Get out of that body now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. If you are in church today, you say, Pastor Mavis, I want to accept Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. That's my own decision. I want to be born again. I want to serve God. Rush out here fast. I want to be born again. I want to serve God. Just rush out. Let me lead you to Christ. Rush out very fast. God bless you. You want to be born again. You want to serve God. Please rush out here very fast. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to make a commitment to Jesus. Please rush out here very fast. Don't wait. Be bold about it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's the beginning of a new season. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, precious Father. Wherever it is that the devil has haunted you and tried to stop you, I declare today that the hand of the Lord stopped that adversary. In case there's anybody online, I'm praying for those who are online right now who want to make commitments, you can indicate. Say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and Savior. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. I receive eternal life into my spirit and I declare that I'm born again. I'm saved and I'm sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.